The wonderful good news that I have to share with you in this section is that you can have the same conditions around you, but you can experience different results. The conditions of the world's financial famine may be around you, but with you trusting in God instead of yourself and others, governments, a job, or anything else you naturally can depend on, then you can experience different results, as you will see in the scriptures I will be sharing with you. Let's begin with Jeremiah 17, verse 5. Thus saith the Lord, cursed with great evil is the strong man who trusts in and relies on frail man, making weak human flesh his arm, and whose mind and heart turn aside from the Lord. For he shall be like a shrub or a person naked and destitute in the desert, and he shall not see any good come, but shall dwell in the parched places in the wilderness, in an uninhabited salt land. Most blessed is the man who believes in, trusts in, and relies on the Lord, and whose hope and confidence the Lord is. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, that spreads out its roots by the river, and it shall not see and fear when heat comes, but its leaf shall be green. It shall not be anxious and full of care in the year of drought, nor shall it cease yielding fruit. This scripture in Jeremiah 17, when I found this scripture, I can't tell you how much hope this scripture gave to me, and I am believing for the same for you, especially those of you who are experiencing what seems like hopeless situations. This scripture, Jeremiah 17, should give you all the hope that you need, that trusting in God is bringing you different results, financial freedom, and supernatural resources you can depend on. Here are some confessions I believe you will want to make daily that will feed your faith and make you doubt all doubts. Confessions: I have the same conditions around me, but experience different results. I no longer trust in myself and others, money, job, or jobs, paychecks, governments, natural means, or natural ways of doing things, for I trust in Jehovah, who alone is my God. Jehovah is not only my source, but he is my only source. I have chosen Jehovah God, and thereby I have chosen life and blessing. There are the same conditions around me that the world is experiencing, who don't trust in God, but I experience different results. My hope is in the Lord God Jehovah. Therefore, I am not subject to the times, the economy of my nation or the world, for I am subject to and ruled by and submitted to the kingdom of God's system. I have stepped out of the godless Babylonian system that does not recognize the God factor, and I have stepped over into the kingdom of heaven system And so I am walking intimately with the Lord God. And it doesn't matter where the stock market or any other market is today. It doesn't matter what is going on financially in my nation or the world. For I am thriving and flourishing in the kingdom of God. And never again just surviving or failing. My household is flourishing, and everything I set my hands to do is flourishing. It is the will of God that I prosper in this time. And so I am prospering all the time in His will. Psalms 35, verse 27. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, Let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of His servant. 3 John 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Psalms 102:13. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time, is come. Jehovah God, the mighty one, the great deliverer, is taking pleasure in making sure that you prosper. And that's why you can say right now, I am flourishing in the earth. For God takes pleasure in my prosperity. And now is the set time for the Lord to arise and show me His favor every single day in every way. Jesus' prayer must be answered and is being answered by Father God, that you are in this time sanctified, separated from the world, the failing world system and its financial famine. Be reminded in Exodus 8 of the redemptive wall that daily separates you from the conditions of the world system, and be reminded again that it was Jesus' blood that paid for this redemptive wall. Thank you, Jesus. Exodus 8, verse 20. And the Lord said unto Moses, Rise up early in the morning, and stand before Pharaoh. Lo, he cometh forth to the water, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord, Let my people go, that they may serve me. Else, if thou wilt not let my people go, behold, I will send swarms of flies upon thee and upon thy servants and upon thy people and into thy houses, and the houses of the Egyptians shall be full of swarms of flies, and also the ground whereon they are. And I will sever in that day the land of Goshen, in which my people dwell, that no swarms of flies shall be there, to the end thou mayest know that I am the Lord in the midst of the earth. And I will put a division between my people and thy people. Tomorrow shall this sign be. Again, let's make some confessions of faith of the protection you now have with the redemptive wall that separates you from the conditions of the world, and give the Lord praise for His grace and Christ's redemptive work for you. My God has severed, placed a wall of division between me and the world that is suffering from the curse that is in the earth. There is clear distinction between me and the world that is run without God. I am separated from all famine in the earth, whether it is economic famine, scarcity of food, or clean water and clean air. This separation clearly means that I am not part of the world statistics, for I am separated by the wall of redemption, and I am walking in the blessing of God, which is the blessing of Eden and the blessing of Abraham. This wall of redemption is secured by my New Testament covenant. I am separated from all sickness, disease, virus, flu, and all germs, and all plagues. They die instantly at any contact of my body. This redemptive wall of protection means that I am always at the right place at the right time, doing the right thing with the right people, no matter what is going on around me. The redemptive wall of my New Testament covenant has separated me from the world's economy and statistics, and so I never allow myself to get caught up in what is going on in the economics of this world system and believe that I am part of the statistics of what is happening to others. I will never again be subject to the dominion or the rule or the control of the economic times, for I am fully operating in the kingdom of God's economic times. I am surrounded by the same conditions, but I will always have different results than those in the world system, for I have heaven's results. Jeremiah 17 reminds us we will not be full of care in this time of financial famine, when we trust in the Lord God Jehovah instead of ourselves or mere men and anything naturally you would depend on. Jeremiah 17 verse 7. Most blessed is the man who believes in, trusts in, and relies on the Lord, and whose hope and confidence the Lord is. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, that spreads out its roots by the river. And it shall not see and fear when heat comes, but its leaves shall be green. It shall not be anxious and full of care in the year of drought, nor shall it cease yielding fruit. Let's make these confessions. I am not careful, worried, anxious, and under pressure of the drought, the famine that is in this world. I take possession of the promises of my New Testament covenant that I have with Jehovah God that removes the pressures that are in the world, that is in famine, 2 Peter 1, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust, or the pressures of the world. Now let's make these confessions. I am walking stress-free in any national economic downturn, because my roots are going down deep in the Word of God and God's kingdom, so that my life is flourishing at all times. I am actually producing fruit and will never cease yielding fruit that comes from the kingdom of God. There is excitement in me that I will continually experience producing abundance of fruit in the kingdom of God. There will clearly be a distinction between me and the world as I live supernaturally in the Spirit. I see myself living on the other side of the wall of separation, where there are the same conditions, but I am experiencing different results. Jeremiah 17 and verses 7 and 8 clearly show you the dividing wall between you and the world. Now, I want to read it from another translation, the New Living Translation. Jeremiah 17, verse 7. But blessed are those who trust in the Lord and have made the Lord their hope and confidence. They are like trees planted along a river bank, with roots that reach deep into the water. Such trees are not bothered by the heat or worried by long months of drought. Their leaves stay green, and they go right on producing delicious fruit. Let's make these confessions. I boldly declare, I am not bothered by and remain unaffected and untouched by the economic times, because I am trusting in Jehovah God. And while on earth, I am living out of His kingdom and the kingdom economy. I am living in the world, but I am not of the world. And so I'm not worried and anxious and troubled and pressured by the long months of drought. My leaves stay green, and I never stop producing fruit. The Message translation of Jeremiah 17, verse 7 and 8 tells us, when we trust in the Lord and not mere men, we will be like trees replanted in the Garden of Eden. Let's read the Message of Jeremiah 17, verse 7. But blessed is the man who trusts me, God, the woman who sticks with God. They're like trees replanted in Eden, putting down roots near the rivers. Never worry through the hottest of summers, never dropping a leaf, serene and calm through droughts, bearing fresh fruit every season. Now let's make these confessions. Right now, I'm experiencing the Eden blessing on this earth. The plan and the blessing of the Lord that God started in the Garden of Eden, He is going to finish with me. That means I am going to be fruitful. And multiplication is going to be on all that I set my hands to do. There is a clear distinction between me and those in the world, because I have my roots in the river of living water. The Word of God. I am blessed because I trust in Jehovah God. Resulting in my tree thriving. For my roots are deep in the Word of God. The river of living water. And I have no fear. And there is a never-ending production of fruit. Now I'm going to read to you a word from the Lord given to Kenneth Copeland, August 6, 2010. And it's entitled, Everything is Going to Be All Right in the Household of Faith. The world is in serious trouble, but for the household of faith and those that will cling to my word and listen very carefully and do this thing that I have demonstrated before you tonight and night after night after night, you can do that. You can do it yourself. You can stand in your place and you can worship and you can praise in the face of hell itself. And you can praise yourself into that place where you say, ha, 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 everything is going to be all right. The world, I'll tell you again, is in serious trouble. Some very hard things are coming in different places around the world. Very difficult times in a lot of places. They're that way now, but they'll not get better. They will continue to get worse and worse and worse. It is on a downhill run that the world cannot stop. But for the household of faith, everything's going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right. Oh yeah? You have to make a stand. You have to fight the good fight of faith. But when did you not have to do that? These are dangerous times. They're dangerous times financially. They're dangerous times in the earth, because the earth is weighted under a gross weight of sin. There are things and places and situations underneath the earth, in the oceans, in the heavens. Things are being rattled and shaken. The earth is trying to break in different places. Stand on my word, and it'll not come nigh you. Praise and worship my name. Don't feed and feed fear and feed trouble into your life and into your mouth. No, no, no. Quit living in that house. Get on back over here in the household of faith. Feed on my word, not on the bread of sorrow. Feed on my word. Look in my face. Praise and worship, and praise and worship. In church, praise and worship and preach the word. Praise and worship and preach the word. Praise and worship and preach the word. Everything's going to be all right. For as I have said and will continue to say until it becomes solid and strong in your spirit, your time has come. It is your time to excel. It is your time to do exceeding extraordinary things in the financial world, in the medical world, in all the areas where the world is in such dire trouble and so confused that they're confused beyond their ability to understand how confused they really are. And they're hurting because of it. They are crying out because of it. People are trying to take advantage of people because they're so confused and because they're so troubled. And I'll tell you right now, there are politicians and there are so-called business people and there are thieves and there are all kind of demonic folks who are trying to take advantage of my people during a confusing time. And I will tell you right now, saith the Lord, you can write it down, and you can know it for sure. I won't put up with it, and I'll stop them from doing such a thing. And you are going to see some things happen. Fear not. I have my eye on them. They will go so far and no further. Their end is already determined. I'll not put up with it, saith the Lord of grace. I will not put up with it. They have pushed me and invited me out of their lives and their thinking, and in many cases and many personalities and many people that are at the forefront of the news in this hour, I have already turned over to a disobedient, reprobate mind. I am the Lord, and I will not have my people run roughshod, my people that are crying out to me. I utter my word through my servant tonight, and you make mark of it. But everything is going to be all right in your house. Hallelujah. Amen. I never have until I heard that coming in my spirit, and then I saw in the spirit. I saw the word all right. Everything is going to be A-L-L-R-I-G-H-T, all right. Glory to God. Anything else, Lord, that you want to deliver? Praise God. Yes, sir. Now, before you are seated, I want you to say to someone, I believe that everything is going to be all right. Take hold of it. Take hold of it. Everything is going to be all right. All right. Brother Copeland's word from the Lord aligns in truth with Luke 6, that we will have the same conditions in the world around us, but we get entirely different results. Let's look at Luke 6, verse 46. And why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will shew you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built an house and digged deep, and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house, and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. There was a storm in a neighborhood. We could call it a financial storm, like today. Every house in the neighborhood experienced this storm. One man's house was destroyed in the storm because it was established on sand, or the false securities of this natural world system. But his neighbor next door, his house remained standing after the storm because his house was built upon the firm foundation of the rock of the Word of God. We are in an economic storm, and we need the Word of God more than ever before to establish our financial house and everything else in our lives so they don't crumble. Now let's make these confessions. I am in this world, and there are the same conditions around me, but I always get different results. Supernatural results, heaven results. My life is founded on the rock of the Word of God. I am a hearer and I am a doer of the Word of God. And I speak the Word of God over my life. My bank accounts, my business or businesses, all investments and pocketbook or billfold, and call in the promised harvest. And that's what I experience. My house stands strong, unmoved, untouched by the financial storms of this world. For I am in the world, but not of the world. Because my house is built on the rock of the revelation of the Word of God. I need the Word of God as never before. And so I saturate my soul with the living water of the Word that saves my soul and my household. I am of the household of faith. Faith in Jehovah God and faith in His Word. Everything is going to be all right in my household of faith. Though the world is in serious trouble, my household is of faith in Jehovah God and His Word. And I'm going to praise the Lord and laugh. Hee hee ha 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 ha. Because everything is going to be all right, all right. Though the world experiences very hard things and hard times, and things aren't getting any better in this godless world system, in my household of faith, everything is going to be all right. Yes, everything is going to be all right. I will take a stand on the Word of God. I will fight the good fight of faith when there are dangerous times in the earth and things are rattled and shaken. But it won't come near me. I will feed on the Word of God and not the bread of sorrow and woe. I will feed on the Word of God, praise and worship my God, and everything is going to be all right. This is my time to excel, to do exceeding extraordinary things, in the financial world and all areas where the world is in such dire trouble. So hurting and so confused beyond their ability to understand how confused they really are. Those that are in the world that take advantage of others will not take advantage of me. For I know for sure my God, the great judge of heaven, will not put up with it. For with his justice, he will stop them. My God, the great judge of heaven, is compensating me right now for everything the enemy and this world has stolen from me. Through the system's pressures and all of the fear, anxiety, worry, stress, and health issues that arose because of it. I will not fear, for my God, the great judge of heaven, sees all. And they will no longer be able to go any further, for their end is already determined. The God of grace, the great judge of heaven, will not put up with this world taking advantage of me. Everything is going to be all right in my house. Everything is going to be all right. I am not moved by what I see or hear. I am not subject to the times, for I obey God and His Word, and I tithe and sow seed and walk by faith in my God. And I am not subject to the curse of lack, poverty, and debt. For I am connected to the blessing of Abraham. As a result of the blessing of Abraham, I am thriving. Flourishing, increasing more and more, enlarging and experiencing on every hand God's supernatural provision. This is the year of prosperity, the month of prosperity, the day of prosperity, the hour of prosperity in my household.